was the ethical question I was going to raise at the beginning of this whole seminar. So now is a good time to raise it because we're talking about design. I know if I cook certain things and give them to people, it will help them become Krishna conscious. Mm-hmm. At the same time, and also we cook certain things, it'll also we'll get more donations in the temple, more people come for the Sunday feast. So at the same time, I know it's not good for their health. What do I do?
Wouldn't it reach it better to die by Ram than Ravana?
That's actually very good. That's a good ethical, you know, you've got an ethical dilemma there. That's better to die being killed by Prasadam than to be a demon. So anyway, so, you know, we have these ethical dilemmas and we have to make these choices based upon needs. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like they're going to be, you expect them to be eating that food every single day. You know, everything in moderation.
I do.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But now you don't.
And then they get attached.
Yeah. And they get attached and they get diseases. And yeah, so the way I look at it is that right now they're going to eat those things anyway.
Yeah.
Or worse things.
Whether you're there or there at the temple
yeah.
or not.
Whether I'm there or not, they're going to eat the things that are going to kill them.
Yeah.
So I might as well give them Krishna conscious things that will kill them.
Yeah.
And bring them to Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So that way I can justify going to the university. Of course, many people are vegan nowadays. But I can justify going to the university and cooking things in ghee and halva, sweet rice and everything like that. Sorry, I don't want to criticize anyone for shopping. that may not be the best thing for their health because they're doing those things or worse things anyway.
Yeah, of course. I mean, at the university, drinking and all this stuff.
So it's better than alcohol.
Yeah.
So I can justify doing things. You know, it's an ethical dilemma, and sometimes with ethical dilemmas, you got to make a choice.
It's not also, it's their choice to eat the food. They make that choice.
Yeah, they're making that choice. And you're making the choice to get them addicted.
You don't get someone addicted, though.
Yeah, they're making the choice.
Yeah.
And I made the choice to be addicted when I was first involved. That's true. I'm responsible. So, all right. What other questions? We got about a few more minutes, actually. 7 more minutes for today. Yes?
I just wanted to say that this lists of feelings and needs, there can be useful in the beginning when we are learning,
mm-hmm.
when we are not aware yet what are the feelings and what are the needs. It may help to keep the track that you're not going off the track, mixing feelings with thoughts and
right.
mixing needs with strategies. I guess that's the purpose this kind
of the list.
Lists
yeah.
are meant to help in this beginning stage. But as Maharaj says, if you follow this ritualistically, it's most likely...
It's a disconnect after
yeah,
a while.
It's most likely
you know, if I say, like if I'm getting advice for someone, I have a need for integrity. The word integrity, I understand, but it doesn't connect with me. It doesn't really connect. Like, I'm trying to connect with my heart, not with my brain. And I have a need for integrity. I can say it over and over again. It doesn't really mean anything. Or I have a need for autonomy. The word doesn't strike me at all. But when I say, I have a need to make my own choices, then it really gets to the heart. So that's why I was cautioning about using some of the words here. And the importance of connecting. Yes, what you're saying is true. Of understanding this list, but connecting these words with words that mean something to you. Very, very important. Or else it's just like, it's all in the brain. Like even the word, even play, I have a need for play. doesn't mean too much to me. But if I say I need to joke and laugh, then wow, yeah, that's my need. So you really, as we were expressing before, you actually feel when you're connected, you feel like a release of tension. You know, a palpable, which means something you can feel. When you get in touch with your needs or someone else's needs, or you can express a need in the language that you think in or you feel in. You see that. Actually, we could do a little exercise. Who wants to volunteer? Oh, be abused by me? Okay. Do you have a need for integrity?
Yes.
How do you feel when I say integrity?
Oh yeah, it's a little bit impersonal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try some more words. Do you have a need to create things?
Yeah. I can more connect with this.
Can create things? You're artistic at all, or?
Yeah,
do you design things sometimes?
No, not in this way.
But music?
Yeah, I like.
You like music. So you like music?
Yeah, more like painting, writing.
Painting, writing. You like to write?
Yeah.
Good, so. Like to create, creativity, writing, express yourself in that way. So how do you feel now that I said it that way?
Nice, like you are interested in me and want to find out about my needs. And
yeah, so if I just said, you know, just use one of these things here, like say you have a need for integrity.
Yeah.
Do you have a need for integrity?
It's like official.
It's so official. So it's important to sort of like guess the language. And even when you're dealing with someone, apart from getting the right words or the right concept, the person appreciates that you're trying to reach out to. Like if I say, do you have the need for integrity? It doesn't really strike me. And then I'll say, but you like creating things. So then I'm asking you questions and I'm getting it wrong. Not really wrong, but not really connecting certain times. But are you appreciating that I'm trying?
Yes, and in this way, that you are really interesting to find out, not just asking because you are asking, but just want to have some relationship in this way.
That's good. So that's the point, some bond of relationship. Any other questions before we end? And tomorrow, what we should do is something I really like is appreciation. How to express appreciation. Because that's the last day.
Thankfulness.
What?
Thankfulness.
Thankfulness. Yeah, thankfulness, appreciation. How to express appreciation in EC. There's no other questions. Yeah.
Can I express appreciation?
Oh, no, tomorrow. No, you cannot.
But I had a question.
Yeah.
Explaining today and made me actually answer my question in my head is how addressing my needs is not selfish. You explained when we address our needs, then we can be in peace and actually can relate to others and other needs. And I was thinking about this morning, I was trying to chant and thinking, what do I need? And then, what do I need? Always thinking about myself. But it puts you in a state that you can actually grow from it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important to be concerned with your own needs. Because if those needs are not met, then you won't be able to connect with others. You know, if you're hungry, thirsty, it's going to be very hard. You have a need for food, you have a need for water. You have a need for understanding, and these needs are really pressing on you. then how can you connect with others? It's very hard. So, charity, I said that the first day you weren't here, but I said charity begins at home, as Prabhupada said, when distributing prasadam. We distribute to the devotees first. Okay, so any other questions? Or?
I have one question if possible. What if, some people that, for example, we expect that, are more experienced than us, and we kind of expect feedback from them, but they are aware that they should not tell us too much, so they do it very, kind way. And, excuse me?
Tactfully is the word.
And then if we then feel that that maybe we notice that they could tell us something, but they rather don't, because we would just it would burn out us. But maybe they could help us if they would.
So they're not giving you, you feel you can take a little bit more than they're giving you. You can take
Or I'm aware that I would not be able to take it, but just have a feeling that there's maybe more than what they say.
So the problem with that would be, what?
That maybe, the things that could be pointed out, like suggestions how to change or, think about certain behaviors, are not expressed.
Expressed because they understand you're not ready to take that at this particular point. I would appreciate how much they care and being cautious with me. That's how I'm thinking, how much they actually love me, because they really don't want to push me. They want me to make my own decisions in life and appreciate my own autonomy or independence or whatever like that, and they're letting me choose.
In that connection, I feel angry because they're not giving me the option to choose. They're just making the choice for themselves that we're not ready.
If that's your judgment, okay, it's not your judgment, you're upset because you have a need for clear communication?
No, I have
a... Or trust?
No, I have a need to choose for the options to be laid out.
Need to know all the options on the table. And then express that. I have a need to... I know you're holding this back from telling me the truth. Not telling the truth, but tell me everything. So I have a need to know the options and be trusted. There must be a trust issue there somewhere.
I feel angry. I think that's...
Angry.
I see how you said it made me feel like that's another option, but I go the opposite way of feeling angry because of the assumption that's made.
Because of the assumption.
Yeah.
Because, I know myself well enough.
Not like I would know that, but I have no chance to know if that's...
Yeah, I want to make my own choice. I want to know the options. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in other words... I'm trying to phrase it in a different way, see if this works. I really have a need to be trusted that I can make my own choices in life. Does that sound?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I don't know. Maybe not fully. Something about the assumption. More about the assumption. I'm not sure. It's more like misunderstanding.
I have a need for understanding.
Possible. Yeah.
To be understood. To be valued.
Mm-hmm. To be treat. I need to be treated with like as I'm mature.
As a mature adult?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would need to be treated as a mature adult who can make their own decisions in life.
Yeah.
Good. So you express that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Sounded.
Very good. So how did you feel about me guessing at your different needs?
Honestly, I felt a little just kind of stupid for taking up so much time.
That's not a feeling.
I feel embarrassed.
You feel embarrassed.
But it was, if it were not in this
it
setting,
wasn't
it,
you know, if I was just
I
talking
feel,
to you and normally chastising
yeah.
you like I normally do.
I would feel like, yeah, respected
because
as
I
an individual.
Took the time to ask you about your needs, even though I got it wrong the first time. But I was just interested in you as an individual. And we don't take the time usually. Usually we speak twice as much or 10 times as much as we hear.
Mm-hmm.
But as it's often said, and I use this expression again and again and again, that God has given us 2 ears and 1 mouth. So that means the hearing should be in a ratio at least of 2 to 1 for the speaking. One problem I have with many devotees, not with any of you, of course, is that because we're used to speaking for long periods of time, you know, I'm used to just going on for 2 hours without a problem. So then our communication tends to be in that direction, that we just like...
Hare Krishna monologue.
Yeah, the Hare Krishna monologue. No, you know, you give class every day, and you're used to monologues. And, you know, telling jokes and everything like that. And so it tends to pervade one's interactions with people after some time. And I've seen that. It's a real problem, our preachiness, that we just don't listen and we just quote Shastra all the time. But I find it more interesting to listen to people than to speak myself. Okay. I think our time is over. Okay, so tomorrow, same time, same station. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Prabhupada ki jai.